we've had a discussion in recent times largely about the threat up here of this, well, so-called explosion in the numbers of sharks on our coast and in our streams. There's talk about the bull sharks representing a significant risk in our freshwater streams as well now, because they use both salt and freshwater. There's another update on this debate on page 2, Ken's post. It's under the heading, Get Bite on Shark Life. Aaron Singman writes, a senior marine researcher is calling for vital funding to increase shark population research as he aims to explain why far northern fishers are getting busted up more often. JCU Fisheries senior lecturer Dr. Andrew Chin said, cries of shark populations spiralling out of control could be true, but there was no data to prove numbers were rising. The former Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority staffer said, a number of factors, including animal behaviour, was likely making it seem to recreational fishers that the population was rising. His comments come after Fishing Port Douglas's Linton Heffer said shark numbers had definitely exploded, while Cassowary Coast recreational fisher Mark Anderson labelled that as hype. I've actually got the researcher here on the line, Dr. Andrew Chin, Senior Researcher, Centre for Sustainable Tropical Fisheries and Aquaculture at JCU. Is Andrew? Where is he? There he is. Hello, Andrew. Good to talk to you on the program this morning.
Morning, John. Thanks for having me along.
Very controversial, isn't it? You've got people, obviously people concerned about the conservation side of things, the health of the Great Barrier Reef. They're saying, oh, don't exaggerate it. That hasn't happened. They're under threat, etc. You've got people who are out there on the water saying, look, we've never had so many fish stolen off our lines. Surely the numbers are greater. What is indeed the case? Because some people say, oh, they're just learning how to follow the boats that might be actually throwing the burley out, that might be actually catching the fish that they can steal off the hooks.
Yeah. So I'm afraid I'm going to give you the standard scientist answer, which is really annoying, which is it's really complicated. I guess the first thing to remember is we have, you know, a massive diversity of sharks and rays in the Great Barrier Reef. You know, we've got 135 different species. So when people talk about shark numbers are increasing or decreasing, well, you know, the question is, well, what species are we talking about and where?
Yeah.
You know, we know some species are in real trouble. Like, you know, the green swordfish is already extinct in New South Wales. Other sharks are quite numerous. They are very, you know, small, and they reproduce a lot, some species. So, you know, we can't generalize. And that's one of the things I think that's tripping us up.
If you had to rely on a hunch, what way might you be leaning?
Right. So, I mean, you know, I've talked to a lot of fishermen, and not just in Queensland. So there is these stories about, you know, people getting busted up like they've never been before. And I've heard it often enough from enough people all around Australia and even overseas that, you know, perhaps something is going on here. You know, I'm certainly not going to say that, well, what people are seeing on the water isn't true. It's quite possible. Our problem, like you said in the intro, is that we just don't have any data on the shark numbers to say whether this is true or not. The other problem, I guess, or the other complicating factor is they are smart. They will learn to cue in. So, you know, I've heard divers tell me that, you know, they've gone for a dive at a particular reef and not seen a single shark, but when the fishing boat showed up and people started fishing, you know, the sharks appeared like magic. So, you know, they can learn to cue in. They're pretty smart animals.
There's another very interesting point in this article too, because a lot of people invariably say, oh, there's too many government restraints now, too many bans on fishing for sharks or catching sharks.
Mm.
But it says here that you've dismissed calls for commercial shark fishing as well as finning, because he said no commercial operator was currently meeting the Queensland Sustainable Fisheries Strategy quota. Then, in inverted commas, there is a total limit for 500 tonnes in sharks, but there's no one buying it and no one transporting the fins overseas, so there's no incentive.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's from conversations I've had with commercial fishermen. And, I mean, you can understand their point of view, right? They're not going to go and try and catch something if the cost of shipping it somewhere where someone will buy it costs more than the buyer is willing to pay for it. I mean, that's not business sense. So, you know, I understand people saying, oh, well, we should have shark fishing and stuff. We already have shark fishing, and they're not catching. There's just no point in catching it.
Now, there have been restraints applied as far as recreational fishers are concerned, for example, in the Cairns, in the, just one example, but I'm sure there are lots of others as well. Some people say that's had an impact. The bull sharks are getting to grow to maturity more likely, etc. What are your thoughts on the number of bull sharks? Because I hear much more about bull sharks these days than other varieties. I hear they're moving further up our freshwater streams as well, which we didn't hear about before. What are your thoughts on those sightings, if you like?
Well, again, I mean, we don't have the data. I'm not saying that these aren't true. I don't have any data to say that there is this massive increase. I think, again, there's multiple layers of complexity here. You know, if there are people are being busted up more by bull sharks, you know, bull sharks can move around the whole East Coast. You know, we've tracked them from Sydney all the way up to the Great Barrier Reef, from New Caledonia to the Great Barrier Reef. So something happening down in Sydney or overseas even could be contributing to, you know, changes in local numbers. Mm. And it may not mean that population is exploding. It may mean the population's redistributing. Mm. If something's happening down in Sydney and they're looking for, you know, a better home up here, well, that's, you know, going to lead to more bite-offs, yeah. Not necessarily a change in numbers. So, but again, you know, we just don't have this data, John. It's yeah. really frustrating. The other problem, I guess, is that some of these sharks can be really difficult to identify. I mean, we've got two species of black-tip shark here, right? We've got the common black-tip and the Australian black-tip. They are impossible to tell apart. You put them in front of me on the deck, right in front of me, and I can't tell you which is which. Yeah. The only way to find out which one's which is to cut it open, count the number of vertebrae, or get some DNA. So, you know, often we hear reports of there's more of this species and more of that species, but these things can be really hard to tell apart, and that can mask a trend.
Yeah. Now, you're JCU, which one, Townsville or Cairns?
Townsville.
Oh, sorry, you'll get over that. But we'll stay in touch, Andrew, because this is, honestly, this is probably once a month this matter comes up here. So any evidence you get of, well, any information that you can actually say you're feeling confident about, we'd really like to hear about it up here.
Yeah. You know, there's a bunch of people. It's not just me looking at this. I mean, you know, a mate of mine, Adam Barnett's, you know, interested in looking at this, and he's based at JCU Cairns, and there's folks at Ames. I guess, you know, people are listening, but research takes time, and the first thing you got to do is actually get a project funded so that we can start looking at this. Yeah. And monitoring, I'm afraid, is a little bit like insurance. No one wants to pay for it until you really, really need it, and by then your house is burnt down.
Exactly. Get your message. Good to talk to you, Andrew. Very interesting. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
His name is Dr. Andrew Chin, Senior Researcher, Centre for Sustainable Tropical Fisheries and Aquaculture, JCU, the other one.